Today's podcast is brought to you by Downtown Blacksburg's 2019 Business of the Year, Main Street Pharmacy, a locally owned pharmacy dedicated to the well-being of you and your family. Main Street Pharmacy, we treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
All right, Rick, thanks for being with us, man. Where are you? How are you? How's the family holding up during these bizarre times?
Thanks for having me, ladies. You know, right now I'm back home in Hampton, Virginia. Everyone's doing well. Everyone's staying in the house, quarantined, and staying safe and clean, you know.
We got a little guy running around about to turn 2 years old. How's life been like being a dad during this time?
Yeah, his birthday's coming up, turn two. I think he hit terrible twos a little early, but, you know, it's all good. You know, this quarantine actually, you know, made me appreciate the family a little bit more, you know, and spend time together. Appreciate that. You know, it's the little things that matter. Teaching my son how to swing a baseball bat, to cooking breakfast for the family, to cleaning my mom's car, stuff like that. You know, the little things that I didn't really have a chance to do while I was at college or while I was playing, you know, professional sports. So this quarantine actually has some kind of positivity out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you taught him how to fish yet?
How to fish? Not yet. It's once he turns two, it's on.
All right, he's got a couple more weeks then he's gonna be dropping a line in the water. Well, you just mentioned playing football professionally. You were playing in the XFL. What was that experience like for you? And it ended, of course, like all sports did, in March pretty abruptly. But what was that overall experience like in terms of your level of play and where it might take you?
It was a great experience. You know, I was very grateful for the opportunity. Playing for Coach Mark Trestman and those guys down there in Tampa Bay, it was pretty good. And that whole league, you know, it turned out better than what I thought and what everybody else thought, as you can see. You know, it was going well. The games and exposure and television, everything was going very well. Pandemic, you know, unfortunately slowed it down, but it was a great experience. It was fun playing a game that I love to play. Just give me another opportunity to get back into the NFL and show my talent. And, you know, unfortunately I got hurt game two. So I missed a couple of games with an ankle sprain, but it was definitely great. It was definitely fun. Love it. I would definitely, you know, hopefully the XFL could come back, you know, cause it's a great opportunity for not just players, but for America to watch football all year round.
And you made a little league history, Rick. You were the first player in XFL history to be ejected from a game. I was watching. I was like, what got into my man? What happened?
It was, you know, just some stuff going on in the trenches, a little smack talk and a little pushing after the whistle and, you know, stuff like that. Just, you know, just football stuff. But he actually played for Boston College, so I think he remembers me. So it was a little ACC rivalry going on there, but just kind of let my temper get out of hand. But, it's part of the game.
Well, if he was from Boston College, then it's fine. Hokies got your back. That's no big deal. Did you enjoy watching Cam Phillips just absolutely light up the XFL?
Oh, man, it was fun, man. It was exciting, you know, just to brag, you know, even though he was on a different team, but to brag and say that's my, you know, my best friend, you know. He's killing the league, and that offense was just powerful, you know. Those guys literally – only had 9 plays, and they ran them to perfection, and no one could stop them. But it was very fun to see Cam do that, and everyone just to keep playing the game that they love.
Rick, you were always very tight with Coach Justin Fuente. I still remember back after the Belk Bowl, him telling you, like, hey, this is going to be your defense, Bud Foster telling you that too. That's where the Belk Cow came from, of course. That relationship remains very strong. He invited you to talk to the team just a couple of days ago. What was that like? What'd you tell the guys, and what did that mean to you to be asked? Because certainly not too many have been.
I was thinking about it the other night. You know, Coach Fuente, that's my guy, man. You know, can't be more grateful and happy for him. And it started when he came in, like you said, the transition was so smooth coming from him and Coach Beamer. He made everything smooth and easy. And like you said, after the Belk Bowl, just for him to come up to me, you know, that means a lot. And then from then on, I just took it and ran with it. And we've been close ever since. And, you know, he invited me to talk to the team the other day. And just to see those guys' faces, you know, those guys that I took under my wing when I was there in the locker room. And just to see those guys get stronger, older, wiser, just awesome. You know, to see those guys graduating, you know, like guys that was in the defensive line room, you know, Emmanuel Belmar and Jared Hewitt, see those guys walk the stage, and it's just awesome, man. And I was grateful for the opportunity to talk to those guys, let them know that stay focused, stay locked in. No one's feeling sorry for you. You know, Clemson's not feeling sorry or Pitt's not feeling sorry. Keep grinding. Make sure you're in shape every day, working out. Stay intact, you know, with your teammates and your coaches. And also, most importantly, enjoy this time with their family. Take this time, you know, to get better with yourself individually, but also be a better son or a better brother and get better each day with their lives.
Rick, you share a lot in common with Daryl Tapp. Of course, you excelled at Virginia Tech. You're in Hampton right now. You're a 757 mm-hmm. guy. How much have you enjoyed his enthusiasm for promoting not just Virginia Tech, but the defensive line, the defensive tradition, and seeing that just build back up again?
Yeah, that's huge, man. You know, seeing Daryl Tapp take over the social media part, you know, he's going around touring the campus and bringing up memories from when he was there and whenever he played. And I think that's huge for us as far as the coaching wise, to have that caliber, that kind of guy in the room to share his knowledge and his experience is going to help these players. It's also a huge recruiting tool that we have. We know we need, because, you know, now it's 2020 and the game now requires you to get to the quarterback. And I think Daryl Tapp is going to do a great job of that, coaching that, recruiting players. You know, I actually want to sit down and talk to him. I'm pretty sure I will once all this stuff clears up, to see how he's going to come into this year and what he's teaching the guys slightly differently than what, you know, maybe Coach Wiles did. So Daryl's a great guy, man. Great coach, great player. His film and history speaks for itself, but even a better person, you know, from the same area. He's a great fit for Virginia Tech.
Rick, what's it like for you to watch and I'm sure communicate with some of your former teammates that are excelling in the National Football League? You know, you got Isaiah, you've got Greg Stroman I was talking to the other mm-hmm. day. And while I was talking mm-hmm. to him, Tim Settle was in his basement working out. Just, you know, watching those guys go through it and have success.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome, man. You know, those are my best friends. I talk to them every day. You know, we text and FaceTime almost every day. And just up at Greg's house a couple weeks ago, me, him, and Tim are working out. You know, it's just a bond that never can be broken. Started from the dorm rooms, you know, freshman year, Harper Hall. And from then on, we just took it and ran with it. It's great to see those guys to fulfill their dreams, you know, and excel at it. You know, we was talking about it in our, you know, freshman dorms about want to play in the NFL, and to see those guys do it and actually do it at a high level is awesome, man. And it's really just beginning for those guys. And everyone, once the NFL gets back up, and you might want to watch out, because these guys are hungry, man. And everyone, like 2060 is six of us, so all of us been in the NFL and all of us going to be back. You know, me and Cam are going to be back in the NFL soon, so can't wait to get back with those guys. You know, CJ Revis is with Atlanta, Terrell with Pittsburgh. You know, it's just to hear those guys talk about their Zoom meetings every day and what the coaches are saying, just to be around and hear football is just a great feeling. And to hear those guys express themselves, man, is, you know, I'm their biggest supporter. Out of everyone in the group, I'm the number one supporter. You know, I'm their hype man whenever they need it. You know, they gonna come to me to hype them up. I'm watching football and ESPN all day. I'm probably the only one out of the group that watches football and ESPN the most. But like I said, those are my guys, man, and I can't be more excited for them.
Rick, you spent some time and had some success in Dallas Cowboys training camp, and I know you would have loved to have been there longer, but what did you learn through that process, and what are you hearing about opportunities coming off the success that you had in the XFL here coming into this year?
Dallas was a great opportunity, man. I'm grateful for that. Best of the best, man. Jerry Jones is different. Jerry Jones does it top-notch. As you can see, he's America's team, and I see why. Being in that defensive line room with Coach Rod Marinelli, Leon Lett, DeMarcus Lawrence, Malik Collins, Tyron Crawford, Robert Quinn, you know, it's just so many names to learn and be around. Practice is key, going hard to practice. I'm very grateful. And as far as the future, man, you know, once things clear up, teams are definitely, you know, liking me and are going to bring me in for workouts once this thing gets over with.
What is the process of working out? I know you were talking about telling the guys to stay in shape. How are you doing that right now?
7 o'clock in the morning, I actually work out with a trainer from the area, local guy. I was trained with him during high school, and going in his garage, and he has two heaters going, and it's 85 degrees at 7 in the morning, and we're just in there sweating, and squatting and benching and doing abs, and we run miles, and you know, just doing that on a daily basis. You know, just waking up and getting the breakfast club is what we call it. We're the breakfast club, and you know, we're getting it in early and then finish, and then just to go about my day, to come home to my family and do things that way, man. But you know, the hard part is getting out of bed. But you know, you have to do it, you know, because like I said, no one's feeling sorry for you. No one cares that you're not on the team or that's your, you know what I'm saying? So just got to keep going hard and stay prayed up, you know, because God, at the end of the day, it's all in God's hands.
You're a little too young for the Breakfast Club, Rick. Have you seen that movie?
I haven't. I actually haven't seen it, you know, but hey, I'm definitely would. Matter of fact, I might actually look into that and watch it during this time.
Yeah, 80s classics, you know, you got to do that during this.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Rick, a lot of people don't know this. You went to the same high school as Allen Iverson. What is he viewed like in that area? How much of an icon is he down there?
Oh, man, you used the perfect word. You know, he's more than a basketball player or 76er. He's an icon. He's a legend. You know, he gives back to the area, to the high school. The basketball team has all unlimited shoes and warm-up suits and everything. Every year he has a Christmas basketball tournament at the Hampton Coliseum. He changed the game coming from this area. He was really good at football also. He's just someone that everyone around here looks up to, especially my generation. You know, just someone wanted to be like Bubba Chuck, you know, wanted to just run around and make plays and just wanted to be on a basketball court and do things that he did. And you know, everybody wanted to grow cornrows to be like Allen Iverson. He's definitely a legend. He's always giving back. And once you meet him, he's even a better person when you sit down and talk to him. You know, he's not going to blow you off or just think he's too good, because he knows, being from this area, what it's like growing up, how it is in this area. You know, I actually met him a couple times, talked to him. He's a great guy. I'm just very grateful to see, you know, in high school, his jerseys everywhere, his pictures, his state championship photos, and he's just a legend, man, and I can't say anything much more about it.
What's it like being able to spend so much time back in that area right now?
It's awesome, you know, just actually sit down and ride around and looking to see where I grew up and, you know, and where I was raised and the different things that goes on. You know, it's just pretty cool, man, to actually sit back and watch and actually drive down Mercury Boulevard or go back to Darling Stadium where I played high school football at and just look at the goalposts and the grass and just see that that's where I made plays and that's where is what got me to today. And it's awesome, man. Just think about all the guys that actually been through on that field. And, you know, it's a lot of names. And I actually go to my high school, Bethel High School, and run sprints and work out on that field, you know, because that's all I know. I don't want to go nowhere else, you know, because that's what I grew up on and that's what made me. Like I said, man, I'm soaking it all in. I'm very grateful to be here right now with my family. You know, it's a pandemic, you know, it's tough times, but at the end of the day, very grateful to be back here and to actually enjoy and soak in and look back at the city that raised me and grew up in to actually be appreciative of it.
All right, Rick, give us your best that you can tell us Tim Settle story.
Oh, man. I have a lot, but my best one would be, that's my dog, too. That's my guy. But when he finally got accepted and he came up, freshmen was going to report, I think, like July, some date in July. But Tim actually came up like a few weeks earlier, and he stayed with me and Greg in Maple Ridge, and because the dorms wasn't ready yet. So, you know, come on, stay with us, man, of course. And this is the Tim Settle now that was five-star recruit, the opening, and 360 pounds. So it's a summer day, and, you know, we're like, all right, come on, let's go work out, and let's go run around in the neighborhood, the block. So me and Tim went running around the neighborhood, and we got like maybe half a mile. And then Tim just stopped and said, man, go ahead, I'll catch up to you. And then from then on, like, we just bonded like it was nothing else. And that's my funniest and my best memory, because after that, I think Tim kind of knew, you know, being around me and Greg and Isaiah and, you know, our 2060 guys and, you know, my friends, of what it takes to be good and actually, you know, work hard and want to be actually want to be good and put in the extra work. You know, from then on, he lost weight. He got down to 340. That was a great summer for him. Coming to camp, you know, he put in the work, because at the end of the day, I wasn't going to let him be mediocre. I want him to be the best, to be the guy that everyone knows that he can be. He actually gave me some gear from the opening. I still have those shorts somewhere. I got some shorts from the opening. That's definitely my biggest Tim Settle story. And, you know, I talked to Tim yesterday. You know, he called me. We talk every other day. You know, we played a game together, or we just talk and just vibe, man. So I think from that day on, from that little 2 mile run we did and Tim ain't finished is where it all started.
Where did the Penguin sack celebration start?
I think he did it just one time during a scrimmage or something, and we watched it on film, and someone said he looked like a penguin. And then from then on, like, he just took it and ran with it, and that was his little penguin dance. That's what he did. That's what he calls it.
Rick, you guys never lost to UVA while you were here. I know that you're exceptionally proud of that fact. We're able to carry that on. Take me back to that game in 2018, though, man. That was an epic back and forth, looking dire at times, situation in the second half. Yeah. What are some of the moments you remember from that game, and then ultimately the final play too?
Oh man, yeah, that game definitely it was a lot of turning points in that game. First half, I believe, didn't we go up like on them early, and then we went up on them early, and people might not remember this, but I think this was a huge play in us winning that game. Also, the play before halftime, when Ryan Willis threw an interception and he made that tackle to save it. People don't know, but that was huge, because if he didn't tackle him, they score and we end up, you know, never know, we might lose the game by 6 points. So I think that play was huge. Ryan Willis made a great play going into halftime to make that tackle. But then it was just going back and forth. That second half, it was back and forth. Like, we just couldn't. It was miscommunications in the back end. They was catching balls that, you know, they weren't doing previously. And offense was struggling a little bit, three and outs. And I remember Dalton King's catch, and Trey Turner was one-handed catches in the end zone. It was just so many stuff that just made it a great game. And then it came down to that last series. And I remember I made like three plays in a row. And it wasn't like a regular play. It was like me making plays outside of the tackle box. And it came down to it last play, and we was looking, everybody was getting set, looking for the call. And next thing you know, he snapped it, because it was great to be a delayed game. And then all I seen was Khalil Ladler, like, running to the middle of the field. And I looked down, and I seen Emmanuel Belmont curled up. So I just started running too. And then the first thing that came to my mind was, I never lost to UVA. I wasn't going to be that class to say, you lost to UVA. And it was so exciting, man. And then I ran to my teammates, and I ran to my dad, and my brother was actually there, Rio Walker. You know, he played at UVA, and he was actually, I could tell in his face, he was mad, but man, it was just awesome. Great feeling. That game was definitely going down as my top three games ever there at Virginia Tech. UVA, man, that's my favorite game to play in. Talk a little mess to those guys, and just that week, you know, Thanksgiving week, no one's there on campus, so you get to lock in on just them. Watching all the pregame talks from former players talking about the rivalry, how much it means to them and the program, and Coach Beamer talking to us, and it just gives you the chills, you know, because you realize how important that game means to Virginia Tech and to Hokie Nation.
What are some of your other favorite game memories, Rick?
Also, I would say 2017, when we beat them 10-0 at UVA, I believe, and they had, what, -5 rushing yards, so – I'm just, you know, that game was fun, man. That defense, 2017, that defense, man, arguably we can go down as top five ever for Virginia Tech. If you look at the stats, man, we had like 3-4 shutouts that year, goose eggs. But I would say those two UVA games. What was another one? Of course, when we went up my freshman year, true freshman, we went to Columbus and beat Ohio State. Those are definitely top three.
How about that shellacking you put on UNC in those bright orange uniforms?
Oh, yeah, UNC. Everybody got some that game. I scored. Yeah, Greg scored. Reggie scored. Tim got him some sacks. Like, that game was awesome. You know, it was the first time, first and last time that I ever wore an orange jersey, and we wore the orange jerseys, and we just, yeah, we beat up on them pretty good. So that's definitely going to go down, you know, because I scored. So that's a top five game for me. I will also say that year, that same year, going to Boston College, we went up there with the orange pants, I think, for the first time, and we beat them pretty good. So that was good. Those five are probably my best memories, my best games.
Yeah, Sean Savoy touchdown in that Boston College game. I remember asking Charlie Wiles after that Virginia game at 17, I said, how much longer could you have shut them out? And he laughed and said, yeah, at least another two quarters.
Yeah, yeah, it goes wild. I love it. Wiles don't like them neither. Nobody likes them.
Rick, were you ever 100% your last year after that Florida State game with your foot?
Nah, it took me a while. Nah, I really never really was that year, my senior year. Yeah, because I got hurt in William Mary. Well, I got hurt at Florida State, but I was all right. But then William Mary, I actually rolled my foot. I sprained my foot again. And then I ended up getting lucky. The ECU game got canceled, so that gave me another week to get healthy. But it just never got back to 100. But, you know, me, I wanted to play, and I just played and played through it. But, you know, I just taped up, spat it up, and, you know, did as much as possible. But I would say the highest I got was probably 85%.
Yeah, I definitely remember that during that season. That's why we're looking forward to you getting back into a camp and showing people what you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
At
100%,
exactly. Sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Rick, it's been awesome catching up. Before we let you go, though, give us your Virginia Tech recruiting pitch for future Hokie defensive linemen.
For future Hokie defensive linemen, man. The proof's in the pudding. You want to be great. You want to come somewhere and play. You want to be on national TV. You want to be known for great defense. Come to Virginia Tech. Come to Blacksburg. You won't regret it. That defense is well-known around the ACC and well-known in the country. People will respect you. You will get better playing for that coaching staff. Also, being around that training staff and Coach Hilgart and that group, they will get you stronger. You don't have to worry about eating. We have the best food on campus in the country. You're going to eat good, and you're in the ACC, so you're playing top-tier ball. And we have people, you know, we have names that play in the NFL, from defensive tackles to defensive ends to outside linebackers. So if you have any questions, you know, you can just Google or research and hit us up, man, and playing defensive line and Virginia Tech is definitely top five in the country.
Rick, does anybody call you Bell Cow down there in Hampton?
Nah, not in Hampton. I think it's definitely on its way, but my man Pete is known for that. That's my man Pete in Coast Walker.
Well, we'll still refer to you as Bell Cow. Rick, it's awesome seeing you, man. You've always been one of our favorites. You know that. Good to see you healthy and getting back after it. And we can't wait to see where you land here when things open back up.
Yes, sir, Lays. Appreciate your guys for having me. Appreciate everything. And, you know, I can't wait either.
See you, buddy.
All right, Lays.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.